Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And, as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you are beginning the meditation standing up. Your eyes are closed. And you are just relaxed into your standing posture, allowing your body to guide you, your breath is free. You're just listening. Relaxing into your postures, relaxing into your movements. Beautiful. More freedom. Israel and Israelite. Your bosh isn't your movement. You're still. So let it guide you. Just relax. Let it guide you. And we'll continue our dynamic meditations. Pay attention to the dynamic self-regulation today. To the fact that even though we are in a quiet, it is not so quiet after all. That we bring into this moment everything that is necessary for our survival, for correction. And as we close our eyes and let it happen, we are internally guided into that correction, and whatever the energy that we have been able to achieve, we instantly go into the mode of self-regulation. And to recognize the importance of self-regulation as an independent process to which we add additional mindsets, to which we add additional inner commands, keys, guidance, not which we replace, but to which we add. So I want to give a little bit of respect to the process of self-regulation and how it constantly changes by that being dynamic, how it constantly changes to answer a brand new need every single time, a brand new inner requirement every single time. and how it never really stops being important, ever, but how it becomes a part of our next step. Self-regulation is just a part of our next step. For some people out there, self-regulation is not even an option, as they control the body, control the breath, control the mind. We learn how to better and better free our body, free our mind, free our expression, and free our experience, and then add to that freedom. It's important when we recognize the dynamics of self-regulation. It's important to highlight the freedom and, again, the relevance of self-regulation as a parallel process in our next step. Being the most natural survival mechanism. Usually activated or allowed to be present only at night, but by being able to give the dynamic self-regulation freedom consciously, we add an element to that, a very powerful element of choice. And of certain sacrifice in a good way, as we only can sacrifice if we are able to sense the future. As human beings, we have an incredible difference with the rest of nature. We are not only instinctive, reactive to the now. Not only do we carry the karma, the energy, the knowledge from the past, but we also have the ability to sense the desires for the future, and therefore be able to sacrifice some of the now as an investment into being able to receive the future. So here we are, dynamic self-regulation is not just a mindless experience, but within it already includes a certain level of sacrifice, a certain level of investment. Look at sacrifice as investment, as conscious, calculated investment into the future. Yes. Beautiful. So here we go. We may have been here for a very short period of time together or for many years, but I think we have just added a very important mindset to the dynamic self-regulation. The respect of its origin, its relevance, and the investment made to give it life. So just listen to quiet, which is not quiet at all. It is very loud, expressing, survival need, your unique survival need of this moment in the dynamic self. Regulation process, constantly changing based on the growing need on the next step. As you continue reminding yourself, be surprised. Beautiful. More freedom. Here we are. Notice him. Witness him. Investing. Consciously investing to fulfill our desire. Recognizing the future possibility. And up to us. Let's say we're working in backwards. However far we can see, however accurately we can see our own unfolding of our own potential. This is how much we are willing to invest, sacrifice today to achieve it. I'll say that again. However well we can see the unfolding of our own potential in the future, which we call desire, hope, dream. If we can see it clearly, then we can see the great potential that we have. And therefore, the sacrifice of today becomes investment because we can see how valuable the rewards are. But if we cannot see the rewards, if we are blinded to our own potential, if we are held back from that vision, if we have diminished our desires, if we have been, you know, shown either the wrong, you know, path, or we have chosen to see the wrong path, that's more so because it's ours to see, it's not for anyone to dictate. If we cannot see it, then even waking up in the morning may be too much of a chore, too much of an investment, too much of a sacrifice. Even opening our eyes and taking our feet down to the ground may be way too much effort. But if we can see the unfolding of our potential, nothing is too much effort. Nothing is too much sacrifice. This is how we can tell a person who will succeed from a person who will not. By their ability to see into their own unfolding of the potential. This is why we need to go to the roots of the energy, of the karmic energy, so we can see a higher accuracy of our own unfolding, so we can continue making the effort, but yet feel that it's effortless because of that which we are able to see. Dynamic self-regulation as an independent process, as a mindset of investment into our future, as a parallel to the next step. Thank you for being here today. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. You never know where it will unfold. Do you? And that's how we like it. My name is Eric Waldman. Thank you for being here. If you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy. Let it take you. Otherwise, embody internalize and just take it into your day. And I wish you all the best. Until next time. Bye-bye.